something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah. Today we will continue with our subject on priesthood and sacrifices. What again is a spiritual sacrifice? Apart from presenting your body to God, which is the first thing you got to do for the rest of it to make sense. Praise. Number two is praise. 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 Thanksgiving. Incidentally, if you would go back to our theme scripture, which is what? What's our theme scripture we've been reading from? One more time. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse what?
5.
All right, y'all read it together. 1, 2, go. He says, ye also, is talking to us, as lively stones. Old King James translation uses the word lively. It means living stones. I built up a spiritual house. I could preach for a whole month on that. But I'll go on. A spiritual house. We are a spiritual house. That's wonderful. Then, again, an holy priesthood. We are a holy priesthood. To offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. And what we were looking at originally in coming into this subject in the first place was, as God's children, what do we do for God? Because, you know, we pray to God and ask Him for things and expect Him to protect us and to do a lot of stuff for us, you know, watch over us, all kinds of things we want God to do for us. The question was, what do we do for God? Because He doesn't exist for us. We exist for Him. He doesn't live for us. We live for Him. And so if our lives are full of the consciousness of our needs and what we want God to do for us, we are living a very low life, much lower than the calling that He has for us. We are not experiencing the real blessings of Christianity. If we live with the consciousness of our needs and what God should do for us and what God should do for us, we haven't come into a knowledge of spiritual realities. And so I endeavored to bring to your consciousness that we are called to be priests of God, that we actually do have responsibilities toward God. I'm not talking about towards our environment now. I'm not talking about towards other people. I'm talking about towards God. We do have a direct responsibility towards God. And that comes from our office in the priesthood. And every Christian needs to take this very, very seriously. Otherwise, you're not living a Christian life. Christianity is not a life of needs and prayers and answers. It's a walk with God. It's a fellowship. It's a walk with God. You've got to understand how to walk with God. He's got his role, and you got your role. Hallelujah. So this subject on priesthood is of such serious importance, and I want you to take it that way. Ye also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood to offer up. See, there's a purpose. He's not suggesting it to us. He's telling us he built us as a spiritual house and as a priesthood, a holy priesthood, for a purpose. The purpose of offering to him spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to him through Jesus Christ. It's a purpose. You have to find out why you were born. What were you made for? What's your purpose in the earth? And this is one of those reasons you are in this world. And if you're not fulfilling it, you're probably living a different dream, not God's dream. Look at it there. Purpose is established right there. Purpose. Purpose for your life. He says, ye also as living stones are built. Are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood to offer up. You're built to offer up. I think that's serious. That scripture has clearly established a purpose. So he's not there to answer your prayers, even though he answers your prayers. But that's not what he lives for. He's not there to see to it that everything goes all right with you. That's not what he's there for. If you will fulfill your purpose, you'll be walking in his divine plan. And within his divine plan, no evil shall befall you. You see that? And you won't have to be praying to God to not let evil befall you. Oh God, as I go out today, I pray that no evil will befall me. That's a prayer of babies, spiritual babies. As you grow spiritually, you'll find no need for that kind of praying. Why? Because you would have located purpose. Purpose. The prayer of Jesus Christ has been answered. He prayed that we be delivered and protected and kept from the evil one. Before he died was when he prayed that prayer. When he arose and ascended, the Bible tells us he was given all authority in heaven and in earth. In heaven and in earth. Then he came back to Galilee and spoke to the disciples and delivered that authority to us to rule over Satan and the cohorts of hell, that they should have no power over us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hebrews chapter 13. Say, I'm a priest. I'm a priest of God. You know, if you don't know the word of God, and you, let's assume you're at the office or in your neighborhood or among some of your friends or colleagues, and you're talking to them about Jesus, and they say, ah, have you become a priest? If you're ignorant, you could say something like, no, I'm not a priest. I'm just sharing the word of God with you, because you don't know. See, their minds are on the Catholic priest that they knew when they were kids. That's what they're thinking in their minds. They're thinking about some fellow with his collar turned backwards with a long black or white gown. That's what they have in mind. And so they're asking you, are you now a priest? And you say, no, I'm not a priest. No, you say yes. You're supposed to say yes. Yes, I am. Ah, when were you ordained? When I received Christ into my life. See, it's so important that you know the Word of God, because when you don't know the Word of God, you say so many things that are not right. When I was just starting out, I was quite young in the things of God and spiritual things. I didn't know much. And I went out to share the Word of God with people, and they said, you're telling us to be born again. Even Jesus was not born again. And I said, he didn't need to be born again. I was wrong. But I thought what I was saying was nice. You know, because I said, Jesus didn't need to be born again. He was holy and pure and righteous. But I was wrong. You see, just because something sounds nice and godly doesn't make it right. You need accurate knowledge, accurate understanding, accurate information from the Word of God. So it was later, as I studied more in the Word of God, I found out that Jesus had to be born again, and that he was the first to be born again, and that he needed to be born again because our sins were laid on his spirit, and he took the place of sinners, and he was condemned in our place. And so he had to be born again. And that's what the Bible says. That the Bible actually says that Jesus was born again. He said, this day have I begotten thee. Thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. And the Bible says it was at the resurrection from the dead. Which means not when he was born of Mary. It means a second birth. That's born again. When he was raised from the dead, he was born again. That's what the Bible says. But I didn't know. And because I didn't know, my argument, though it sounded nice and religious and kind towards God, it was wrong. And that's how many people say things that are kind towards God and nice, but they're wrong. Because they haven't studied the Word of God accurately. Are you following this? Okay, so where did I ask you to open to? Chapter 13. Go to verse 15. Read it for me. Hallelujah. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. The priests of the Old Testament had to burn these sacrifices morning and evening every day. Can you imagine how many animals were slain? All those many years, every morning, every evening, they burnt these animals continually. And in the first tabernacle, the incense had to be on continually, burning continually. It's amazing.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.